a teacher was telling us to go, 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 and then, you know, it's like instinct. You're scared, you're traumatized, so you're running as fast as you can.
We turn now to some developing news out of Southeast Texas. Local officials have confirmed at least 8 people were killed after a shooting at Santa Fe High School. One student, Presley Lummis, talked to CNN after she escaped the school.
I never thought this would happen in our school. You know, a school is a place that you feel safe in and that you always think, like, that's never going to happen to me. So it's kind of scary now that it has happened and to think about it.
Authorities say a suspect is in custody, and that person is believed to be a student. Nick Powell is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle, and he's currently on the ground in Santa Fe. Nick, can you describe the scene for us?
Sure. Yeah, I drove on the road leading up to Santa Fe High School. There was several police cars, sheriff's cars blocking the road. I ditched my car maybe about half a mile from the high school and walked up the road to a gas station, a Shell station, where they were having kind of an ad hoc media staging area. And up the road, there were just a ton of emergency vehicles and police cars and students kind of walking from school down the road to meet their parents and get to their cars if they had them. And definitely some students in tears and really shaken up by the incident.
Now, you've been speaking to students, correct?
Yeah, I talked to a few students that walked by the gas station where we were standing.
So can you give us a sense of what the students are telling you? We're hearing some reports on TV, but you've actually been on the ground with them. If you can tell us what you've heard.
One student, Paige Curry, said she's a junior at the high school. She was in a classroom maybe 3 doors down from where she says she thought the shooting started. She said she was in the classroom. She heard a few loud booms, not rapid fire gunshots, but just loud booms. And then she and some other students hid in the classroom until police officers and SWAT came to escort them out of the building. She was pretty shaken up. She met her mom in the gas station, and she was shockingly composed and articulate given what happened. And you could just see the pain on a lot of the kids' faces, and it was it was pretty shocking. Another student I talked to, Dakota Schrader, is a 10th grader, and she was outside of the building and said they were just kind of following normal evacuation procedures, waiting out in the grass outside of the building, when all of a sudden there were these 3 loud booms, and teachers, you know, said people started screaming run, and she and another student ran into the forest and was actually having an asthma attack at the time, and somehow was able to kind of gain her composure, and her mom came and picked her up. And again, just the fact that she was able to talk to reporters about this was just really impressive and just something I'll never forget.
And have you heard from any of the school administrators? Have you had a chance to connect with them?
Yeah, an assistant principal at the high school, Dr. Chris Richardson, came out and addressed the media after the shooter was apprehended and taken into custody. She said that they hoped the worst was over, but there was still plenty of police personnel at the scene after that. But she did, you know, make sure to say to parents, comfort these students and make sure you're here for them and listen to them, and just that the safety of their students is the top priority.
Nick, I wish you the best as you're out there reporting. Thanks for taking the time to call into The Takeaway.
No problem. Thanks, Tanzania.
Nick Powell is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. And President Trump addressed the shooting this morning from the White House.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others.
This is The Takeaway.